It all happens tomorrow. LSU taking on the Florida Gators. I guess I should tell you first that it's 6:44, 16 till 7, Friday morning, November 15th here at WWL. Just a beautiful morning. 56 degrees outside, going up to only 72 tomorrow. LSU taking on the Gators at the Swamp in Florida. I don't know if a cold front will have reached there by then or what kind of temperatures they'll be playing in. Our coverage starts at 10 a.m. Tim, can you look that up, please? Thank you. Coverage starts at 10 a.m. with Mike Dettelier and Herb Tyler, former Tiger quarterback. Always great perspective from both of them. Doors open at 11 o'clock at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge for the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show presented by MAP Construction. Before that, just head out to Acme Oyster House and hang out outside of the window like they do for the Today Show. It's always a great time with Mike and Herb. Acme has 16 surround sound TVs, great drink specials. Life's more fun with seafood. So hang out and watch a game there. You can catch LSU's pregame at 12:30. Kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester at 2:30. Tigers Gators tomorrow on WWL. And a free Odyssey app, supposed to be 70 and sunny in the Swamp tomorrow. So pretty much ideal conditions. Jeff Palermo joins us now. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, and our good friend. How you doing, Jeff? Jeff, you got me muted? Jeff, you on the headset?
How you doing, Tommy? How you doing?
Come in, Jeff.
Hey, Tommy, can you hear me?
10-4, over and out. Hey, tell me about LSU and Florida.
Well, obviously, it's a game for both teams that are trying to get a win, right? They've lost, each of them have lost a couple games in a row. Florida had a really difficult stretch there, having to play Georgia and Texas in back-to-back games. I think most teams that would play those two teams in back-to-back weeks would end up losing. And in the process, Florida lost its starting quarterback. They had already lost their starter at the beginning of the season. And then DJ Lagway, who is their big-time freshman from Texas, ends up injuring his hamstring in the Georgia game. They got to go to a third-string quarterback, a transfer from Yale, who is very limited. And Florida really just got beat pretty bad last week in Austin, losing to Texas. And then we all know about what happened to LSU. I mean, it's just amazing, Tommy, how this season, I don't want to say is spiraled out of control, but just how it changed when you go back to where you were at halftime of that Texas A&M game. You're up by 10 points. Mm-hmm. Garrett Nussmeier is, you know, looking like a Heisman candidate out there. He's thrown for over 200 yards against the Aggies, shut down Texas A&M's offense, and you know, one interception leads to a quarterback change for the Aggies, and all of a sudden the season has gone downhill here. But this is a chance for LSU to get it right, get back into the win column. This is a Florida team that has been ravaged with injuries, not only at the quarterback position, but the running back position in the defensive secondary. And, you know, LSU is the more talented team, and it's really going to come down to, as long as LSU stays away from the turnovers, you know, Nussmeier takes care of the ball and reverts back to the guy that we saw for most of the season, I think LSU should win this game.
You know, I don't know if it's the election aftermath or what, but it seems like that Alabama game was a month ago, doesn't it? At least to me it does.
Maybe so. It seems like it's been a long time since LSU's won a game. You know, that's for sure. And it has been, because you had the A&M game, and then you had the bye, and then Alabama loss. And, you know, this LSU football program just doesn't have too many, you know, two-game losing streaks. So it's really the biggest, I would say, the biggest adversity point since Brian Kelly's been here. There's been questions about the program and your questions about, you know, whether you should be benching your quarterback. These are things that Brian Kelly really has not had to address since being here at LSU. So it's really time for LSU to respond. It's time for Nussmeier to respond. And again, you're going up against a team that's not very good defensively, has trouble. You're not, you know, even if DJ Lagway plays, and he is expected to play, he's expected to start. Billy Napier, the Florida head coach, announced it last night on his coach's show that Lagway will play. I can't imagine he's going to be that mobile out there. This was a guy 2 weeks ago in that game against Georgia that was taken off on a cart. And so I don't expect him to be just, you know, doing his best Jalen Milroe impersonation against LSU's defense. So this is why I call this a get right game for LSU to you know, get back on the stable footing, get a win under its belt, and then really try to finish it off with two games at home and see what 9-3 gets you when it's all said and done.
He is a sizable feller, 6'3", 225. What was the injury, do you know?
He had a hamstring injury. Okay. Hamstring injury.
And he's playing hurt, basically, is what we're saying.
He's playing hurt. And again, it's surprising. You know, when you saw him get hurt against Georgia, you said, well, okay, looks like, he's not going to be available for LSU. But it is because he was carted off the field. And again, usually guys that are carted off the field with a leg injury, first of all, it's usually a knee injury, of course, or an ankle or something like that. But when you're talking about a hamstring injury, those are things that are, 4 or 6 weeks. But here he is. He's back 2 weeks later.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. With all that being said, LSU just a 3.5, 4-point favorite, which kind of gets my attention because usually they know some. I know you got a story you just posted about Brian Kelly and Garrett Nussmeier. We'll talk about that as well. Jeff Palermo, you can find his article at WWL.com, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. More about the Tigers and the Gators when we come back. 6:51 now, 9 till 7. Traffic on a beautiful Friday morning on WWL. All right, 6:56 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. I was saying the other day, Jeff, I think Garrett Nussmeier's problems, I don't think it's a mechanics problem. I think the problem is between his ears. Thoughts?
Well, and I think another thing that Brian Kelly brought up this week is that because of the lack of a running game, and actually, he's obviously said it more than once, not just this week, but because of the lack of a running game, he's going out there feeling like he's got to do it. You know, he's putting more pressure on himself. And especially you go back to that interception he threw to begin the second half against Alabama. You know, there's just no faith in the running game once they get inside the 20-yard line that they can hand the ball off a couple times and get the ball across the goal line. So he's got to go out there and make a play, and he's got to feel like, hey, I got to, I see this window here in the end zone. I'm going to try to thread the needle and get the ball to my receiver and score a touchdown. And I think just the lack of a true running game has just kind of spiraled into the issues now with Garrett Nussmeier.
It's a great point. Let's talk about your story here. I'm looking at WWL.com. Here's what has to happen for LSU to reach the SEC title game. And really,
yeah,
it's not that far-fetched. Do you want to take us just through this weekend?
Yeah, well, this weekend, I mean, LSU, you're right. I mean, it's just they got to win, just a simple amount of – or obviously, first of all, LSU's got to win – it's final three games, right? I mean, for this to happen. But then when you look at what has to happen beyond that, really all the game, it would basically be all the teams that are favored are supposed to win. And so for this week, LSU fans need to be rooting for Texas to beat Arkansas, which is most likely going to happen. Georgia has to beat Tennessee. Now that's kind of a...
That's the only one that worries me.
Yeah, that's a toss-up game, no doubt about it. And then South Carolina has to beat Missouri. But then even when you look beyond that, Tommy, A&M's got to beat Auburn. Ole Miss has got to beat Florida. That should happen. Missouri's got to beat Mississippi State. That should happen. Alabama's got to beat Oklahoma. That should happen. Texas has to beat Kentucky. That should happen. And then you go to the final week, Ole Miss should beat Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. Alabama should beat Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Missouri should be favored to beat Arkansas, but that's another toss-up game. And then Texas beats A&M and Tennessee beats Vandy. So certainly not out of the question, but it is November, Tommy, yeah. And strange things certainly happen in November and games, and we've already seen
and have happened already
in the SEC.
Exactly. First thing LSU got to do is win out. That's the first thing they got to do, and the Georgia's playing Tennessee between the hedges, not at Rocky Tap, but Tennessee's got a hurt quarterback, I think, so we'll see how it unfolds. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. Have a great football weekend. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. When we come back, we're going to spend an hour talking about the special session and looking at both sides of it with Jan Moeller, Invest in Louisiana, Aaron Bendeley, Pelican Institute, and more when we come back.